It is time now for the Monday morning wake-up call. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Residents of Toledo, Ohio, had no public drinking water last weekend after tests found high concentrations of a toxin produced by algae on Lake Erie. Our Monday morning wake-up call guest says Wisconsin could learn some lessons from Toledo's misfortune. Let me welcome Denny Kneff, the Executive Director of the Wisconsin River Alliance. He wrote an opinion piece, Could We Be Toledo'd in Wisconsin, that appeared last week in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Thanks very much for being with us. So tell us exactly what happened in Toledo.
Sure. First off, this is not a pronunciation issue, but the name of my organization is River Alliance of Wisconsin, not to be confused with just the fact that we focus on the Wisconsin River, which the first name implies.
So, all right, good.
In Toledo, they take their water from Lake Erie. Lake Erie suffers from a lot of polluted runoff, largely from agriculture. Phosphorus is bound up in soil that runs off farmland. That phosphorus is a great fertilizer on land and in water. It grows algae. Some forms of algae are toxic, and I think when the toxic levels got to a point that they looked scary, the city officials shut off the taps. Hello?
And what about, we do have toxic algae in Wisconsin as well, do we not?
Yes. I think the big difference between Toledo and Lake Erie and what's going on in Wisconsin is very few, our so-called coastal cities, Lake Michigan, Lake Superior cities, get their water from Lake Michigan. Most drinkers of water in Wisconsin get their water from underground aquifers. And Lake Michigan is just a different water body, maybe not as subject to as much polluted runoff as Lake Erie. But still, Lake Winnebago is kind of a very mini Lake Erie in that two river systems come into Lake Winnebago, and then that water just sits there in the lake, the two river systems being the Wolf and the Fox. And those are largely rural agricultural areas. There's polluted runoff that comes in those rivers and then gets to Lake Winnebago. And, you know, anytime someone from Lake Winnebago area can call in this morning to confirm that that lake gets really green this time of year. And it's algae.
Yeah, it sure does. I grew up near there. The Bay of Green Bay is also, there's warnings out about toxic algae there.
Yes, that's the same water system because what flows out of Lake Winnebago, of course, is the Fox River, Lower Fox. That issues into the Bay of Green Bay. And last year, it hit a dead zone. I think everybody's sort of expecting not if, but when that happens. Green Bay, the city, happens to get its water, you know, they were smart enough to pipe their water from Lake Michigan and not Green Bay. Of course, Green Bay is part of Lake Michigan, but it's, you know, enclosed sort of. So, you know, they're reducing their chances and their risk, I should say, by having their water come in from the lake as opposed to the bay.
So what do we have to learn regarding Toledo's crisis?
Well, I guess in Wisconsin we can consider ourselves lucky that we're not going to probably shut the water off for 500,000 people or 400,000 people should there be a big algae bloom. But there are algae blooms like this in a lot of surface waters in Wisconsin, especially those that are, they were called lakes, but they're actually reservoirs or flowages created by dams in rivers. And the big issue, not to be confused, because a lot of times all these sources are sort of lumped together as stormwater runoff and so forth, but by and large, the biggest contributor of phosphorus pollution causing algae blooms is from agricultural land. There's a lot of work we need to do in Wisconsin of reducing soil erosion, which is really at the bottom of why there's phosphorus pollution. We kind of go easy on farmers in this state still, and with more acres going into corn and soybeans, which are erosive crops, I think we just have to get more serious about creating permanent structures on land, natural structures, not concrete, but grass, waterways, buffers, things like that, that are permanent, that help control erosion.
Yeah. So in our final minute, how can people who want to help get involved?
There are 100 and some river and river friends and watershed groups around the state. I would say anybody in their area, you could search, look at our website, wisconsinrivers.org. We have a map showing where all these watershed groups are. That's certainly one way to get involved. If you live in an urban area, check in with your city, the stormwater utility, or the municipal water supply people. Find out what they're doing on keeping their water clean, how they're going to participate in upcoming changes in the phosphorus law here, where cities could invest money upstream in agricultural land to reduce phosphorus, which is a far bigger problem than what's coming out of pipes from cities and industry.
Well, we'll do more on this another time, but thanks for the wake-up call.
Glad to do it.
Denny Kneff is the executive director of the River Alliance of Wisconsin. Thanks to Christy Taylor, to Justin Williams, and to Cynthia Schuster for producing and directing this program. Thank you for listening. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.